listening to a Your Prof Talk. For more talks, go to www.yourprof.com.
The shadow of the guillotine hangs over the later years of the French Revolution. It is an emblem of the terrible change that came over events that began so positively, with devotion to liberty, equality, and the rights of man. The guillotine was a modern, humane solution to a social problem, replacing long-drawn-out and agonising rituals of criminal execution with a clean and swift dispatch. Yet it became a monster. Its stark, angular frame reaching to the skies, its blood-soaked maw gaping to be fed with seemingly endless streams of victims. And this in the imagination not just of the revolution's enemies, but of its most ardent partisans, who preached death for an ever-widening circle of foes. How was it that the hope of a new constitutional beginning became a slide to new upheavals? By late 1791, France had already accumulated much of the raw material that would be reshaped into an ideology of terror. Since the earliest months of the revolution, both political dissent and popular disorder had been reinterpreted by eager and suspicious minds into evidence of wicked plots, and factions on both wings of politics had been condemned as conspirators seeking to destroy all the gains of 1789. Resistance from the Catholic clergy and their peasant supporters, and a real attempt to escape the country by the King and Queen in June 1791, were all the proof that some needed that the new constitution enacted in that October teetered on the brink of subversion and disaster. The new constitution's start meant a renewal of the political class. Hostilities within the old National Assembly had prompted a vote to ban any of its members from standing for national election.